Real Clear Politics projects GOP will win New Hampshire Senate race. By Wendell Hasebo on November 1, 2022. Real Clear Politics projected on Tuesday Republican Senate candidate General Don Bolduc will win New Hampshire's Senate race against Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH. The projection is a clear indication General Bolduc could pull off one of the greatest upsets of the 2022 campaign season, throwing the Democrat Senate majority in doubt. New Hampshire's Senate race is one of about seven highly contested races that will determine which party controls the Senate. Real Clear Politics Politics on Monday forecasted that seven Senate races are toss-ups. Those include New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, Washington State, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. On Tuesday, Real Clear Politics forecasted New Hampshire as a GOP pickup. For Republicans to retake the Senate, they need to hold Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and retake either Arizona, Nevada, Washington State, New Hampshire, or Georgia to have a one-seat majority in the Senate. Recent polling shows General Bolduc is leading Hassan by 1 point with 3% undecided. General Bolduc took the lead after trailing by 11.6 weeks ago. The general has run a grassroots campaign while being outspent by $9 million, according to third-quarter fundraising totals. General Bolduc's campaign, along with 16 Republican National Committee staffers, has made contact with over 1 million voters by knocking on over 410,800 doors and calling over 613,000 voters, the campaign told Breitbart News. General Bolduc has also averaged over 5 events per day. Meanwhile, Hassan has not shown up to 2 scheduled debates, tried to prevent conservative news outlets from covering her events, and prefers to speak with voters when she stops in at Dunkin' Donuts in the grocery. If she can't be bothered to speak with Granite Staters, she doesn't deserve the privilege of representing them in Congress, Kate Constantini, Bolduc for Senate spokeswoman, told Breitbart News. In the last week, General Bolduc has been boosted by more than $2 million from Republican super PACs and individual donors. The flood money comes at a key time in the race. The Mitch McConnell-backed super PAC defunded the race with $5.6 million in mid-October. General Bolduc on Sunday said McConnell effectively sabotaging the race has increased grassroots fundraising. "We are getting a lot of response from that," General Bolduc told Murray BC. "People are donating online. They are sending us checks. They are doing things to help us. You go to donbolduc.com, you can do that." Senator Rick Scott, RFL, the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, whose campaign has contributed in the last weeks to General Bolduc's campaign, said he was surprised that the McConnell money was redirected to different Senate states, such as incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski's, RAK, race against Trump-endorsed Kelly Tshibaka, who has also been outspent by $9 million, according to third-quarter fundraising totals. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.